You're listening to the Midday Munchies podcast with Abe Chase and Jeremy Goggins. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the listen.
Abe, we're here. How did you like that little bumper going on?
Midday Munchies.
Midday Munchies.
We're back.
We just made that in Abe's garage.
Yep.
pretty cool.
All Jeremy's idea, that was.
Yeah.
How do you think it turned out?
Yeah. How did I think it turned out?
Yeah. How do you think it turned out?
I think it's pretty good. I don't know. First real experience making a bumper like that. So it's pretty chill.
Yeah. I've never done any audio stuff for a podcast before until I met you. So today was actually the first time. We didn't have a bumper on the first episode of Midday Munchies.
Yeah. And we had two advertisements though, back to back. That's kind of hard.
I didn't have nearly the applications on my computer that I have now. I'm loaded with applications.
We got tons of Adobe products just laying around.
You need the Adobe Cloud? I got you, man.
Send me your link, huh?
Adobe Animate? What? I barely know how to use it. But
oh, wait. Tell me about your experience with Adobe Animate. How was that making a ball bounce?
It was the longest process for the most least amount of work that I have ever created.
Can you kind of walk me through the process a little bit? You don't have to go in depth. Just kind of like...
Okay, well, you animate every other frame. So 1, 3, 5, 7, etc. So You do the main motions. You do the main motions on, like, the 1, 3, 5s and stuff like that. So You draw, like, a ball at the very, like, on the ground. And then on 3, you draw a ball that's, like, in the sky. And then on 5, you do a ball that's kind of midway. And then every in-between frame, you have to do, like, the little in-between.
Like movements, kind of?
Yeah, so it took me, like, 20 minutes to get a ball bounce once.
And you had to do, like, say you want to do, like, 3 bounces.
Say I want to make a fucking animation, dude.
That's true. Like, you want to actually have, like, a purpose of the ball.
Yeah, so next time you complain that an animated movie is not coming out quick enough,
Shut up. Pixar? We respect you, Pixar. We respect you in this studio.
I don't think they're using Adobe Animate, but I don't even want to think about
maybe
what
they are
using.
Maybe something. Adobe's pretty much like the industry standard.
I know, but I feel like Disney kind of, and Pixar does their own thing. Maybe they got their own software for just
like
their
Disney
workers.
Animate, and we just don't have access to it.
Because, dude, I've looked at tutorials, like advanced, beginner, and all that. I don't see anything that looks like Disney.
Uh-huh.
Like, but, I mean, they're a billion-dollar company. They got stuff that
we don't
ever
know exists.
So also, hang on, just real quick. Mm-hmm. We have a special guest that's going
to
be coming in.
Huh? I was literally about to say that. We have a special guest in the studio today.
He's going to be joining us
AJ
after our 30-second break.
Anthony Show Hernandez.
Yeah.
Anthony, do you want to walk up and see what's up to the mic real quick? You're chilling on the
guest
couch.
You can just go
to
Jeremy's mic.
Yeah, I'm just glad to be here. I look forward to a great talks with my friends, and without further ado, let's get right to it, man.
He made it.
He's here.
He made it, man.
I appreciate
you're big
that.
Time now, dude.
Hey, I want to talk about something real quick.
What's that?
It was just on the top of my head, and I was thinking about it on the way here. So I'm driving on the freeway. Here I am, Fullerton, just driving, jamming out to some Lana Del Rey.
Which freeway?
The 91 freeway.
I got super close to the mic right there.
Yeah, you said which freeway. Anyways, so I'm driving on 91 freeway. Going, I don't even know what direction, north, I think.
Westbound.
Nah, was it westbound?
It's east to get out to you on the 91.
Is it? So I'm going west, whatever. And there's like traffic holdup. It's like 11 in the morning on a Tuesday.
But traffic holdups on the 91 aren't too...
Okay, but I drive the 91 pretty frequently. In this specific spot, there's never traffic.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially around this time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the worst traffic I've been in a while. Like, I look on the Waze thing, and it's like a dark red. Like, not just a light red of traffic.
Dude, I've had maroon before.
Yeah, it's like maroon.
That
like,
means
like,
traffic like, is going backwards.
Yeah, it's like blood red. And I looked at they said 3 miles an hour was, like, the average movement.
Oh,
and I literally came to a point where I was just sitting still for a good, like, 5 minutes.
Mm.
I'm on the 91 freeway sitting still in my car. I'm like watching YouTube videos to pass the time. It's horrible.
I got 5 episodes of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, exactly. I was watching some YouTube tutorials, whatever. And I get off. I was like, oh, I'm just going to go around because that's what Waze is telling me. So I inch my way. It takes me 5 minutes to get off the freeway to get from one side to the other side because nobody's moving, so I can't merge. And I finally get off, go around, go on Orange Thorpe, whatever.
Yeah.
And I get back on, and I happen to be getting back on, like, right where everything is happening, right where the issue is on the freeway.
Yeah.
And I'm driving up onto the on-ramp to kind of get back on the freeway, so I kind of go around all the commotion.
Mm-hmm.
And right where I'm getting on, that's, like, where they stopped the freeway. I'm like, wow, good thing I came off, because they literally stopped the freeway.
Yeah.
And there's, like, an FBI, like, RV and porter potties in the middle of the freeway.
They got a porter potty?
Yeah, porter potties and 20 FBI vehicles.
Jeez.
And FBI jackets and everything. I'm wondering, I'm like, what is going on? There's guys taking pictures of the crime scene. Like, it was all bad. And well, I actually, like, I looked, I was like, what is going on? Like, I looked it up on Google.
Shout out Google.
Let me pull it up on my laptop real quick.
I gotta say, you, just while you're doing that, you bringing up that the FBI had porta potties, so I lived in like an RV where they like I can't imagine FBI agents just walking into a porta potty while they're trying to discover something.
What if you're on the freeway and like, or what if you're anywhere and you're taking pictures, you're like, man, I really gotta pee.
Well, no, but, like, I would think that the FBI has a trailer with a bathroom in it. Like an RV.
It's like a porter potty trailer.
Oh, okay.
So they pull up the trailer with the porter potties on it.
Like blue, no, like classic
they're like black and white, and they say FBI on it.
They have FBI.
Yeah, they have FBI porter potties.
I thought we defunded the police. They got their own porter potties?
No, we did not defund the police.
They gave them more.
Yeah, they gave them their own porter potties.
Jesus. Okay, so what happened with this?
And so I looked up, and it says gunman. This is the LA Times, by the way.
A gunman?
A gunman who killed two in LA fled to Fullerton. Is dead after standoff with police, authorities say.
Authorities say. So that's not you.
I didn't say it, the authorities did. Yeah, that's correct.
But Jeremy doesn't want to do this kind of line of work.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can break it down. What? Give me some highlights. Let's see.
This is after a series of drive-by shootings that killed two people earlier Thursday. A suspected gunman who led Los Angeles police on a pursuit to Orange County. So... There was a drive-by shooting, an alleged gunman. On Thursday. He killed two, so I assume at this point he's probably guilty because he ran from the police. So it says alleged, but if you're going to take the time to run from the police, like, obviously you're running for a reason.
Yeah.
And so it says, like, it was a police pursuit from L.A. to... I don't know what kind of relation it was. I want to say, like... Actually, I'm not going to throw any kind of stereotypes out there. I don't know why he did what he did.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to trigger anybody.
Come on, dude.
Why do you think he had a drive-by shooting in L.A.? For what reason?
I don't know.
Just for fun?
I know you're looking at me in a way that you want me to say something, but I'm not going to say
it. I'm more curious on your opinion.
Because there's going to be one random dude that we...
Don't know.
Didn't get along with him in high school, and he's going to edit this, and it's going to be me saying something. But yeah. I'm not going to, like you said, I'm not going to stereotype.
Yeah, so...
Historically speaking...
We won't talk about it. Just saying, like, there was a drive-by shooting, for whatever reason, on Tuesday. Suspected gunman, flood police, from L.A. to Orange County. Just happened to pop on the freeway at 8:30 this morning, right where I was ready to drive.
Just a little joyride.
Yeah, I guess. And it was interesting, because he was coming from L.A., so that would have been eastbound, northbound.
He was driving from L.A. to you?
Yeah. But the investigation was on my side going to L.A.
So west.
So, yeah, so it's like, so he drove from L.A., busted a U-ey and went to drive back.
Don't they have headquarters? You're making... I don't know if you're just, like, not explaining this all the way, but you're making it seem like they're like, okay, he's on the 91 East, so we have to set up camp on the West.
Well, he was already dead when I was there.
Oh. Okay, so they're probably just...
Yeah, so the man like, was dead following a shooting with... It was like a standoff with the police.
Yeah.
And they killed him on the freeway. But I'm saying
he was driving
from L.A. to Orange County.
Yeah.
And then, but the way I was on the freeway was Orange County to L.A.
Yeah. I was thinking as like he's speeding down the 91 East while the FBI are on the other side.
They're like, oh, we're going to get him.
That's him!
No, not that. No, he was already dead. They killed him.
R.I.P.
So it said after exchanging gunfire with officers, the suspect was found deceased inside his vehicle.
Also, USC excuse the background noise. That's my dog again.
Yeah, Charlie's going crazy.
He's going for a ball. So he was deceased. He's no longer a person?
Yeah, they killed him westbound 91 freeway on in Fullerton.
Damn.
It didn't say that there was any officers killed. And I'm interested in... This is the man whom police did not identify opened fire in a random shooting, Los Angeles police officer Jin Cho said. He sped away and was involved in the shooting with two other locations. That's really interesting.
That's all there is to it, yeah, honestly.
It's a done deal. Cut and dry, I guess.
You killed two people.
Oh, there's a picture on here. Okay.
Oh, hang on. Turn the computer the mic away.
There's a picture. Oh, sure. This is literally the car that I saw on the freeway right here. There's a guy standing on this. It's like an armored truck SUV.
Yeah. Like a SWAT vehicle.
Standing on this SWAT vehicle, taking pictures of the white, kind of looks like an Escalade or something. I don't know. Like a white SUV.
You know what's crazy to think about? I don't know if it's just like a stigma, I guess a stereotype towards a car, but that car, that kind of car, like a white SUV, is always running from the cops. Mm. Remember on the freeway? Oh, when a dude got busted for going 100?
Yeah, we're driving on the freeway. We're pulling kind of fast, maybe like 85. It's like late at night, 10 o'clock, and there's a guy zooms by us going 130 in like a Jeep Grand Cherokee.
So no, like no need for that.
And we get off the freeway, he just happens to be pulled over right where we are.
And he's got a felony, for sure.
Yeah, he was going probably like...
What is it, 90 over and it's a felony, or 80? No, 90.
If you're going 25 over.
25 over. But it kind of doesn't apply to LA.
If you're going like 25 over 80.
Okay.
I think if you're going around like 100, it's a felony.
It's got to be. Because
if you get pulled over going like 98 miles an hour, that's like borderline. But if you get pulled over going like 105, it's game over. Like
you're getting no way out of that.
Yeah, well, unless you're like a police officer. Meaning, like, if you're like an off-duty officer.
Yeah.
And you get pulled over going 110.
Yeah, that's
you probably won't get arrested.
That's so messed up. That's what's wrong.
I actually saw a video like that where, like, a police officer was in his Challenger.
Anthony has something to say on the subject. Step up to the plate, tweet dog.
Yeah, I just said that. I actually saw something like that. I seen a video of you said an off-duty officer.
Yeah,
off-duty officer. He was in a Challenger and he got pulled over by the police, and he was probably going about like 130. And in the video, the officer's like, "Please don't do this. You're gonna ruin my career." He's like, "Sorry, man. That doesn't help your case. You were going 130 miles an hour. Like, it's game over for you, bud. Just as you guys were saying." So
yeah.
And that's how it should be.
That's how it should be. Where
just because you're a police officer doesn't mean you get an excuse. It's just like how you on your podcast for school said that Miles Garrett should face assault charges.
Yeah, I was thinking there was Miles Garrett case going on maybe a year ago where he hit a man in the head, a defenseless person, another player with no helmet on. He grabbed his own helmet and hit the other player like helmet to head, like no protection. And he just got, like, suspended. I'll see, that's literally assault with a deadly weapon.
If I recall it correctly, you and Ryan said a tomahawk.
Oh, yeah. It was a tomahawk slam to the temple with the armored helmet.
Is he back? Is he still suspended?
Yeah, he only got suspended for, like, the rest of the season.
Damn,
that dude's in Madden, so I assume he's back. He's on the Browns. The Browns needed him.
If they're in the game, they're getting paid.
Yeah, literally.
That was the worst saying. Anyways.
Okay, so...
More speaking about police. Yesterday, in where I live, Jeremy lives in...
Corona, Riverside.
I was going to not disclose that.
Well, like, you know my
address. Okay, he lives out in
the Inland Empire.
He lives in the Inland Empire. I live in L.A. County. And we had a llama... Oh.
In LA County, we have a lot of police officers.
I'm not like some celebrity that needs to hide his fucking goddamn identity. I live in La Mirada, and our police station yesterday had a helicopter out here, literally just by Kenny's house. And I thought that Kenny was up to some trouble. He probably knows more about this.
He probably does.
It was probably right next to him. But yeah, they're circling the area. My dad actually called me up because they're on the megaphone, and they asked him to like step out of the house or something like that. So there wasn't too much, like, information about, like, what happened. I checked on the La Mirada blog, though, on Facebook and Twitter to find out. And apparently it was just some dude that broke into his ex-girlfriend's house. And I don't know if there's any arrests made. After a while, the helicopter just flew away without saying much more.
Mm.
a cop drove by my house, but I mean, like, you know, I don't know. There wasn't too much more information. But it's like, why would you... I mean, unless you have a kid, I can see why you break into your ex-girlfriend's house. You know, if, like, you don't have the rights and you really want to see the kid. I kind of get that.
Maybe but, he like, just loved her.
I hope not,
dude. He was blinded by love.
You're going to catch a... I mean, he's real, though. If he's like, I'm going to catch a felony for you. But I guess she's got someone else to catch a felony for her because they're exes. They're not really in love anymore.
You don't have to catch a felony for anybody.
There wasn't too much into that story. Why did we write that on the board? That was it. No, I don't know anything. I just know that there was a... You were talking about the freeway thing. And I was just like, oh, there's a police helicopter.
That's pretty cool.
In my area.
I wish I flew helicopters. Yeah. Hey, tell me about your life. What do you got going on these days?
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy, huh?
Quit.
Just a man's dog.
Didn't quit my job. Got fired from my
job. You got fired.
We talked about that in the last episode. You don't have to bring up that heartbreak.
No, not the,
the pawn place. Anthony doesn't know.
Got let go.
You didn't listen to last episode?
You didn't even listen to last week's episode?
We said so much.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
That's and you want to be on this week? Oh, stay tuned, everybody. Anthony has his own segment.
Yeah, that's coming
up. His own little sports talk.
That's coming up right after he finishes two episodes that we published. That's 2 hours, so he'll be on in two hours, he'll be up to date.
This is episode number 3. We're back.
We're almost
done. We literally did it 2 weeks consistently.
We're 7 episodes away from making season 1 complete.
We got people in Texas.
We actually do
in Germany.
Germany.
In England.
Shout out Germany.
There's 40 listeners and half of them don't even live here.
You know what I thought it was, though?
What?
It's just some people that went on to Anchor, saw, like, the latest podcast, and our listen time was, like, 20 seconds.
Yeah, maybe. They were like, oh.
They tuned in.
Yeah, maybe we got featured or something.
Heard the intro.
Maybe they saw that they... They saw a little picture that we made. That was pretty cool. Everything's made by us, guys.
Whoa.
Me and Abe. This is by us.
Jeremy was the visionary for that. I was the creator.
Abe physically clicked the buttons, but I definitely told him stuff to do as well.
Look, dude, I'm not... I don't have...
But I'm definitely capable of doing it just as much as Abe is.
We'll see.
What's your...
I'm joking.
Whoa.
I'm in the point of my career where I'm not known enough yet to where I have to, like, take credit for literally everything I do. But that means being a jerk. If someone's like, you know, me and him both edited, like, this video, I'm like, no. You were the director, but I edited
it. My name's on the editing.
You had the visuals for it, but I put this shit together.
I respect that. Abe does do a lot of the legwork. I'm more the visionary of things.
Which basically means he sits back in the chair and watches me do it.
But I definitely could do it, but Abe just likes, it's his computer.
No, I don't.
That's why he does it, because it's his Mac.
I spent $600
on this Mac,
so I don't want anyone touching
it. I bought my own mic.
That is true.
I brought my own headphones.
Congratulations.
I have my MacBook right here. My MacBook.
Yeah. What were we talking about earlier?
Oh, you got canned.
I got canned. Well, we're not going to talk about that. That's Anthony's fault for not knowing that.
You should know that, big dog.
I love you, Anthony, but that's your fault, man.
He got canned. You should know that.
I don't want to go into that again.
How have you been doing, bro? It's been a minute since
we hung out? Since we talked.
We need to get Anthony a mic, man.
That's coming up.
It will trade off with him, he said.
Why don't you see how good it sounds on there?
Because we're about an hour.
Oh, yeah, we're like 40 minutes into our show.
And so we can't just switch Anthony, up right he asked now. If we could just listen to the audio right now. We'll play it back.
Wait, no,
we can't. I forgot that we just mute the mics on the 30-second intro. Or break.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what? Like, people are so heartbroken that we don't have it set up and just press play?
Yeah, we mute our mics.
No, we don't know what song we're going to play. So whenever we come back and say, that was a nice song, we have no idea what we just played.
We picked it later down the line.
Someone could easily mess with us and put in, like, a racist-ass song and be like, we'd just be like, that was a great song.
Yeah, if you wanted to cut it and clip it.
Boom, career over.
Yeah, shoot.
All right, well, I think the 30-second break.
Time for that 30-second break.
Get ready for Anthony, AJ Hernandez.
Yes.
The show.
How much do you weigh?
180. 6'3", 180.
6 foot cornerback out of Cerritos College.
180, 6 foot quarterback out of Cerritos College.
Not the quarterback.
Oh, cornerback.
Isn't the one play quarterback?
That is a cornerback. I hear you guys are talking about sports in a little bit, so stay tuned if you like sports.
All right, 3, 2, 1, break. Say hello to the people. Introduce yourself. Give us a little knowledge about you. Drop some knowledge on me.
Yeah, so my government name, Anthony Hernandez, but I go by AJ.
AJ, I'm government name.
My friends, Chappie and JG. Mm-hmm. We out here in the booth, man. It's my first time, so I'm just excited to be here, man, like I said. So let's get to it.
All right, man. So we're going to talk about a little sports. We're going to talk about the draft. The NFL draft is coming up on Thursday. What do you know? Do you know who's going top three, supposedly? Who's projected?
I'm not too sure about, like, every single player, but I'd say, like, definitely usually the quarterbacks go first.
Yeah, I think Trevor Lawrence is going number one.
So I'm saying Lawrence, Fields, or Wilson.
Wilson. He's from
BYU.
He's
coming out of BYU.
Oh, he's really old, huh?
I'm not too sure about his age.
Wasn't he at BYU for, like, 6 years?
Really?
I'm not totally sure if it was him, but I know BYU, like, within the last couple of years, had a quarterback who was, like, the oldest player in the NFL, or in the NCAA.
Very interesting. I wasn't aware of that.
Do you know who has a first-round pick?
Who has a first-round pick?
Who's drafting first? Is the Broncos?
Oh, first pick in the draft. For some reason, I want to say Jags, but
is it Jaguars? Maybe. I think it's Jaguars. It's not the Jets.
It could be
the Jets. Oh, it might be the Jets.
Jets were terrible.
Who has the first pick in this year's NFL draft?
Let me see. First round. Oh, so we have the pick order. Oh, it's the Jaguars. It's the Jaguars number one.
Told you. Jaguars going number one. It might be Trevor Lawrence. That's...
Jeez.
Because I don't know.
Oh, yeah. So it's Jaguars, Jets, then 49ers. I said the Broncos. The Broncos had, like, the ninth pick. I didn't give them enough love.
Broncos got number 9.
They went, like, 5-11.
Who's realistically going... Who are the Broncos looking for this year, if you'd have to say? Because last year they drafted wide receiver, remember? Jerry Jeudy coming out of Alabama. Like, what do the Broncos need?
The Broncos need everything.
Broncos could use everything.
Broncos need everything.
I say no positions really set.
I couldn't even tell you about the Broncos because, like, I don't even follow them.
Do you think they need a new quarterback? I think they're rocking with Drew Locke.
Drew Locke is not bad.
He threw hella interceptions last year, though.
That's true, but...
Hella.
Hey, Drew Locke isn't bad in Madden.
Man.
Yeah, I know Julio Jones is on the trade block. I wouldn't say he's on the trade block, but I know the Falcons, my sources tell me.
I saw a little rumor.
So I heard a little something that the Falcons are interested in trading Julio Jones. And they're listening to offers for Julio Jones. Do you think that I think the Denver Broncos don't have anything to give for Julio Jones to the Falcons. So I think that's kind of off the table. Mm. Like, what are they going to trade? Maybe like round picks?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Like
that's
a bunch of first round picks to like 2024 or something?
That's what he's...
That's all they have to offer for them.
His worth. And that's like if they get a first
round. You think the Falcons are not going to trade for another wide receiver. So there's no real wide receiver offers. I was going to say maybe the Browns want him for like OBJ, because I know the Browns are like looking into trades for OBJ.
Yeah.
Maybe like the Ravens.
It's interesting. The Ravens are full of receivers though.
That's true. I think like the Jets. I think the Jets have 2 first round picks. They have like the 3rd and the 23rd.
It's not bad.
Wow.
What are the Jets going to realistically do this year?
What is that, a car outside? What are the Jets going to do? Or maybe the Bengals.
Bengals could use a receiver for sure. I think they were going to pick
the Alabama receiver? No, he's going like... He might go to the Jets.
Devontae?
Yeah, Devontae Adams? No.
Smith.
That would be logical.
No, I was talking about Jamar Chase from LSU. He went to LSU. He played with Burrow, too. I think they might.
Oh, and they might try to snag him, like, later in the first round?
Yeah.
Or, like, maybe even second round? Or, like, is he first-round talent?
He's pretty good. I mean, I'm not sure if he's, like, I'm not an NFL scout, but, I mean, he's pretty good.
He's pretty solid.
I mean, he started on the national championship team, so.
Uh-huh. So he must be okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have the Jaguars going first, the Jets second, the 49ers from Miami. So the Dolphins were supposed to have the third-round pick, where they traded. Who did the Dolphins get from the Niners?
The Dolphins got,
Shoot, I couldn't tell you.
I forgot what, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know, but Dolphins have third-round pick, or the 49ers have the third-round pick.
Yeah. I don't know who they're going to go with, honestly. Like, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Couldn't tell you.
That one's just like...
It's an interesting one. We'll have to keep up with that on Thursday. I'm definitely going to be watching it. That'll be cool. I'm sure everybody in this room, me, you, and Abe, will all three watch it. Maybe not together, but I'm sure we will watch it. And that'll be a good one.
Very exciting.
So then we can switch gears to NBA, since we're on the topic of sports.
Yeah.
So, question. What do you think about NBA players resting when they shouldn't, when there's nothing wrong with them? They're just sitting and not playing.
I say, like, most fans, they're going to have the perspective, like, that's kind of disrespectful to the fans, like, the community. But, I mean, if at the end of the day, like, you got to look at it as, like, they're still human. And understandably, if a team is still continuing to win games, then it shouldn't be too big of a problem, you know what I mean, if the team can hold its own. But, I mean, I'm all for it. I mean, you need to rest your body. Recovering is one of the most important things, for sure. So, I mean, I'm all for resting the players. And like I said, especially if the team can hold its own, then there's no reason to rest the guy maybe a week or 2 weeks.
Yeah, I see it from both perspectives. So, like, picture this. Imagine you're a Warriors fan. And right now, you want to go to a Warriors game at Oracle. You're excited. And you go to that game, and you find out Steph Curry is not playing. Who else are you going to watch? No one. Zaza? No, Warriors have no one to watch.
Zaza?
Draymond? You can pick up some Draymond game?
Draymond.
So, exactly. So, you're going to this game, and you're pretty much going to watch Curry, because he's balling. He's absolutely phenomenal right now, but he's played consecutive games over, like, coming into playoffs, and say he does want some rest, and you buy these tickets, you pay however much, probably pretty expensive right now.
Yeah.
And you go and realize Steph Curry isn't even playing. And there's mixed emotions, because NBA is a fan's game as much as it is a player's game. I think NBA players are very outspoken, and they definitely make their, like, opinions known and whatnot. And, like, on social media and everything like that. So there's a lot to take from with that. As well as, like, the fans are very important to the atmosphere of the game as well. And with fans, like, just coming back and with COVID kind of lightening up a little bit, I think it's hard. Because obviously I think, like, I heard that they're kind of being, like, some of the players, I think the issue also is some of the players, like, want to play, but they're being told to rest by the staff. And so that makes it hard, too. But then there's also players where, like, LeBron James, that dude wants to rest. He could rest all he wants. Like, he earned it.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't miss any games. Or, like, Kawhi Leonard, he wants to rest. That dude earned it. He's good. He doesn't miss any games. But then, like, Kyrie's out here resting. And Harden's out here resting. And KD's out here resting. I don't know, man.
Just, hey, they got the setup in Brooklyn, huh?
Yeah, like,
Brooklyn knows what they're doing.
You know, this whole season, there hasn't been a single game where all three of them are playing together. I think they do it on purpose.
They're like, bro, we're still collecting that cheddar.
I think they're more doing it because they don't want you to know the deal, like, with the team, for playoffs. Like, they don't want any teams to know how to play against them. Because they haven't played them all together.
It's all strategic.
So they're going to come first round of playoffs. All of a sudden, they're all going to be healthy.
Yeah.
No issues, and... What is A writing on the board?
Who's winning the NBA title?
NBA championship for the 2021 season? Who do we
have? Who's winning the title? Okay, we'll get on that. But I think the Nets are doing it on purpose. So they're going to come up first round of the NBA playoffs, whoever they're going to play, probably like the Bucks or something. And they're letting, like, no one's going to know how to play against them because they haven't played against a full Nets roster all season.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think it's all, like, politics of the game, you know?
It's all about keeping your players healthy till the last...
Bit
of the season.
Like, keeping them all, like, as healthy as possible as long as you can until you get to that NBA title. Who do you have? Who do you think is winning? You think the Nets are winning?
NBA title?
Mm.
Who do we have?
I'm talking to you.
First, I'll head over to the
Abe can walk over. He's about to throw out the Wizards or something. Some stupid names. Abe, who do you think wins? Come over.
You
come over here and talk.
No, you guys go first.
I don't know. I want to say Lakers might definitely have the chance to go back-to-back.
I think Lakers.
And if they do, man, I low-key want to go to the parade this year because, truthfully, yeah. Like, I wanted to go last year, but...
Couldn't. There was no parade, I thought. Or it was, like, a very small parade, right?
It was just L.A. being L.A., like, making their own little function.
Oh, yeah.
Like, kind of ratchet. It wasn't definitely
not,
no
not,
NBA
not
organized.
Be, yeah.
No title running down the street.
Nothing.
Like, it was the fans lighting off fireworks and doing... Spinning the
block.
Spinning the Lexuses.
Why did you close the window?
The dog was barking.
Oh, my goodness.
The dang dog.
Anyways, so you think the Lakers have a good chance?
Yeah, like I said, if everybody stays healthy, I mean,
their
roster got better this year because compared to last year.
I think they're a better team this year.
And realistically, who's the only person or people that team that will slow them down?
The Nets. I think the Nets or I think the Jazz might give them some issues. Nikola Jokic.
I don't know, bro. Have they made light work of the Jazz this year?
They made light work of everybody at one point.
Mm.
I think they even made light work with no LeBron and no Anthony Davis against the Nets.
They're that good, bro.
And against the Nets with Kyrie and KD. And I think they still won by like 20 points, 15 points. Man.
They're that good. They have a
good
chance.
Yeah, I think
the
Lakers have a definitely solid chance. I think everybody has the same opinion or similar opinion where they think it's going to be Lakers-Nets. That'd be a very fun series to watch. I'd love to watch that series. I really sell my kidney to go to a Laker game for that game.
That's like a mini All-Star game right
there.
You got
sick.
KD,
it'd be super
Bron,
fun with everybody
AD,
playing. In the championship, yeah. It'd be like,
Kyrie,
the most
James
watched
Harden
game. Yeah. And so there's a lot going on with that. And then down in Charlotte, I know it's kind of like not really talking about the NBA run, but it is very interesting. Down for the Hornets, you have LaMelo. He broke his wrist and came back 4 weeks later. Tell me how that's happening. They deemed it out for the season, and then I think like last week they said that he was cleared to play. Or he had cleared to start practicing with no cast, wrist healed. He fractured his wrist. That's crazy. And then I know...
Shooting hand?
Yeah, it was right hand, shooting hand.
Wow.
Crazy. And Lonzo from the Pelicans, he did not get traded. They missed the trade deadline, so he's become an unrestricted free agent after the season.
Really?
Yeah, I know there was like 12 or 13 teams interested in Lonzo. And so I personally think they're going to try to muster up something with Lonzo to the Hornets so they can play together. That's based on like big contracts. They're like, I think LaMelo already has his rookie contract, and then Lonzo's probably going to get a pretty decent contract. I don't know how much, but pretty high up there. And then it's probably like a 2-year, $30 million deal or something like that. And I know LaVar is in Michael Jordan's ear saying, give LiAngelo a chance. Give him like a 1-year, $1 million, like just something, and let them all play together. Cause that's the only opportunity they're probably ever going to have. Do you keep up with the ball news or anything like that? Ball brothers or ball family?
I'm definitely like I am tapped in with the family, but
you met LaMelo, right?
No, I never met LaMelo. Have you?
No.
I was like, no, I never met LaMelo. But, yeah, I'm a fan, man. And, like, it was cool seeing Lonzo at UCLA, even though I'm a big USC fan. I mean, I got a hat on set USC right now. But, I mean, I was happy for him because he's a real, like, California kid, like, just hooping. And then he went straight to the league, bro. Like, Chino Hills High School, you know, that's us. Like, that's where we live. Like,
yeah, exactly. It's super cool to see.
Like, that's our hood, yeah. Like,
because, like, you look at the KDs, LeBrons, Kyries, everybody. They're not even from, like the best person from this area, from where we live, is literally, like, Kawhi. He's from Riverside. And he's, like, not even from Riverside. Like, I think he's from, like, Compton, right?
Possibly.
Like, Kawhi's from L.A., I'm pretty sure.
I just know he went to San Diego State.
Yeah, I think he went to King for, like, Riverside King, but I think he only went for, like, 2 years. Mm. Kawhi's coach actually coaches my little brother's basketball team.
Really?
Kawhi's high school coach.
Oh, wow.
That fool has, like, 10,000 followers on Instagram, my little brother's basketball coach.
That's impressive.
That's pretty cool.
Zach's probably getting right with that dude, huh?
Yeah, his name's Coach his nickname, his coaching name is, like, Coach Spoon, S-P-O-O-N.
Oh, wow.
If you look him up on Instagram, the real Coach Spoon. That's his Instagram name. You know, like, he ain't messing around.
The real one.
The real one. It's cool to see, like, from... And I think it's cool to see LaMelo, too, because his draft stock fell really low for kind of, like, no reason. He wasn't... Like, I know, like, he got pulled from UCLA, like, the scholarship and everything like that, and he played overseas. So I guess there, quote-unquote, was a reason, but I think, like, in his game, he was never bad. Like, he was really good, and it never got worse, but they, like, kind of acted like he did. And I think playing in Lithuania and playing in Australia, I think he progressed and became a really good player when playing around adults. So I think that's why when he came to the NBA, he had no issue playing with, like, other adults, because he's been doing it for, like, 3 years. He's been playing up his whole life.
Yeah.
He's playing varsity as a freshman, varsity as, like, an eighth grader. Like, varsity AAU and then varsity high school basketball.
He's,
like,
always been playing.
Yeah, and so I think he like, that's probably why he adjusted so well to the NBA lifestyle or the NBA play style, because he's been playing up since he was, like, 14 or 13.
Yeah.
And so I think when you have that, and, like, that genuine, he's huge, he's, like, 6'7", very good basketball player, probably a front runner for the Rookie of the Year, I think.
Probably.
Behind, like, Anthony Edwards, he's pretty good too, but I think he's not as dynamic. He doesn't have everything, like, the whole package. Like, he's a great scorer, great basketball player, but there's some things that he can't do that LaMelo can. I think, like, LaMelo has passing that's, like, better than anybody in the league almost.
Mm-hmm.
Better than, like, the superstars. And so I think that's crazy too.
He does have pretty good passing.
Yeah, man. I think that's going to wrap up your segment on the show for right now.
Yep.
What time is it? How long have we been doing this for? Abe, do you know?
It's actually at 12:50 saying we're doing a podcast right now, but we hadn't started it at that time, so I'm assuming around 1. That's only 1:39, so we've got about 12 minutes.
So, like, we don't have to do an hour. We could just chop it off here, unless you have more to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we could just, I say we lead him out with a song. We'll play you like a full song. We'll let Anthony pick this song, so just know the next song you hear right now, Anthony picked. This is Midday Munchies.
Midday.
Can you give me a little tag, Anthony? Say it.
Midday
Munchies. Jeremy and Abe. Here we go. We out.
AJ.